This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
The mountain Masada is one of the Jewish people's greatest symbols. Masada is the name of the mountain where Jewish soldiers, before being killed by the Romans in the first century, took an oath, one that is still repeated today. Masada will never fall again. After the Romans destroyed Jerusalem and the Second Temple in the 70 of the Common Era, the great revolt of Jews against their oppressors had ended. One group of Jewish zealots, however, fled to this fortress at Masada high above the Dead Sea. Nearly 1,000 men and women held out in Masada for 3 years. They watched as the Romans built a ramp to break the siege. The Romans were determined to defeat this group, especially since it may very well have been the zealots who started the great revolt in the first place. When it became apparent that the Romans were going to breach Masada's walls, the leader of the last remaining Jewish zealots declared, "Since we long ago resolved never to be servants to the Romans nor to any other than God himself, it is still in our power to die bravely and in a state of freedom." According to accounts from a few Jews who survived, the men of Masada chose lots and killed one another rather than submit to Roman capture. Today you can go to Israel and visit Masada, a monument to Jewish tenacity and dedication to freedom and to serving only the one true God.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. The fellowship has been instrumental in providing Jewish women suffering from domestic abuse with a safe place to start a new life. Find out how you can help by visiting holylandmoments.ca.